play at the very end with Steve getting called by the offensive pass interference. What's kind of your thoughts on that play?
I'm not allowed to answer that question.
So in terms of getting shorthanded with injuries, how much do you think that affected things there?
I don't have a measurement on that. It's always a fact. Everybody's got injuries. Our guys played hard. They played through it. I mean, you saw the game. I thought they played really hard and played well and made plays. They made plays. We made plays. It's a great football game. I mean, the players and the coaches played one of the greatest football games you're ever going to see.
On that fourth and goal with Andy Dalton, did you initially think that the defense had him stopped before that?
They could have called forward progress stop there. Yes, they could have. I don't know. I don't remember.
Johnny, you know when they stopped calling that rule of assistant runner?
I don't really know when. That's I've always wondered why a guy can be pinched in the middle of a bunch of 300-pound men, and we think that's a safe situation for the guy. But I've been bringing that up at league meetings for about every year now. No one listens to me.
In terms of the coverage on the 53-yard, just a new, what did you see there in terms of
or what? Which one?
The 53-yard, just a new, the one before the
rest. Oh, come on, man. I saw a completion. And what do you want me to say? You want me to say somebody misplayed it or whatever? The guy made a great play, you know? I mean, pretty obvious. You saw it. Write about it. You know football.
Bernard Pierce was in that today. Was that helpful?
Yes. Yeah, we're just doing what we try to do as far as our personnel to get the guys up we felt give us the best chance to win the game with what we're going to do game plan-wise, defense we were facing. You know, we were jammed up without Owen a little bit, so we did what we thought we had to do. And it worked out because our running back stayed healthy. It's a bit of a gamble, but our running back stayed healthy.
Jack, how hard is the game momentum getting rhythm? You got the offensive line, and you've been playing it out, and then you lose Torrey at the same time.
I'm not – you have to be more specific. I don't remember the situation. I think it's fair. You know, it's I thought we did a good job for the most part. We didn't always make all the plays we could have made or all the best. You know, we weren't at our best all the time, but give them credit. They have a lot to do with that. You know, they make plays and things like that. I mean, the interception on Torrey's thing was about as fluky as you can get. So I thought our guys fought. You know, it's tough. It's football's tough. You try to find a way to score as many points and hold them as low as you can, and you know, that's all you can do.
Yeah,
both running backs. I mean, they both played great. You know, I thought both of them just ran really, really hard. They did a good job reading the blocking. The blocking was very good up front for the most part. I mean, it's a good front. You know, it's a good defense, so I'm proud of them. I'm proud of all the guys. I'm proud of every single player. You know, this does not – hey, let it define us. You know what I mean? If this sets us going forward in the direction we're going to go and the team we're going to be, then I'm fine with that. You know, if this is who we are as a football team, I'm fine with that. You know, we'll take who we are and we'll go a long way. So all the other stuff is, other people have control of all that. Okay, thanks.
All right.